Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I'm Bill Shishko, your host again today for another edition of HealthWise. Well, there's some people who, when the alarm goes off in the morning, are like horses racing out of the box at the starting gun. They're off, and they're running. And then there's the rest of us. We're as slow as molasses in winter, and all we want to do, especially in winter, is to curl up and go back under the covers. About 27% of men and women in the United States claim to be evening persons, and about 18% say they're morning persons. And most are somewhere in the middle, if they even think about the topic at all. At the same time, studies show that morning people tend to be happier, more agreeable, and easier to get along with. So there's a lot of reasons to become a better morning person, and there's lots of tricks to help you become one. Everyone agrees that you need a good night's sleep if you're going to be ready to get up and go the next morning. Just say no to the unnecessary things that keep you from getting the 7 to 8 hours of sleep that most of us need to rest our bodies, and also to get the health benefits that only come when you're sleeping. Allow yourself about an hour to wind down before turning out the lights, the glare of the television, the computer, or other electronic devices. That's going to keep your body from slowing down as it should before you close your eyes and go to sleep, so turn them off. Read an absorbing book or listen to calming music until your body tells you that it is time to turn out the lights and turn in for the day. And if your mattress is as lumpy and loose as pancake batter, well, then invest in a better mattress. And it is an investment to have a better mattress because you'll be sleeping on it for about a third of your day. Well, then the alarm clock goes off. Don't hit the snooze button like about half of us do. You usually actually feel groggier if you try to doze for a few minutes. If you need to, keep your alarm or your handheld device or whatever far away from your bed, so that you have to get up and turn it off, and that will help. And if you discipline yourself to head to the shower for morning baptism of refreshing running water, well, that helps too. Finish off with cold water, and that will wake you up for sure. And believe it or not, it's also very helpful if you've made a schedule for your day and you have reminded yourself of it before turning in the night before. See, when you know that you have particular things that you need to do and also that you want to do, well, that'll help you get up and get moving in the morning. I mean, how do you get up when you know that you have to catch an early train or a plane? And along with your morning coffee or tea, you'll find it very helpful if you allow yourself enough time for something you like to do before you head out the door, something that you think about when you get up in the morning. Now, for me, reading the newspaper or watching TV is absolutely not the way that I want to begin a good day. But reading or listening to something inspirational is something that you will look forward to doing every day, and it will help you to start your day right. Now, of course, I recommend that you read the Bible, particularly the Psalms and the New Testament, not all at once, of course, but in portions every day. See, God speaks to you by His Word, which is what the Bible is, and you speak to Him in what we call prayer. And I can't think of a better way to begin any day, and my guess is you can't think of anything better either. That's the way we gather manna in the morning, bread from heaven, even as the Israelites did during their 40-year sojourn in the wilderness. But beyond these things, how can you become a better morning person? Well, as you guessed, that's our topic for today's HealthWise. Cottage Pharmacy 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. And there in their fascinating nutrition department, you'll meet Matt Lombardo, former physical trainer, now a trained and experienced nutritionist. And Matt has helped a lot of people become better morning persons, and today he's ready to help you. You're invited to call the program with your own questions. Call in number 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. It's rare that you get to speak to a trained nutritionist. You can even text your questions. Put the number under HealthWise. Here's the number for texting your questions, 516-367-0391. You can do that anytime during the week, 516-367-0391. But for now, hey, welcome once again to Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. How's it going, Matt?
Hey, Bill, going pretty good.
Great. Morning, well, at least for our broadcast time, it's afternoon. But have you had a good morning and you're able to tell us about being a good morning person?
Well, I'm a great morning person.
Ah, there you go. All right, I've given my 2 cents about becoming a morning person. Your 2 cents is worth a lot more than mine, so enrich us.
Well, you touched on a lot of key points, I will say that. The night before, the amount of sleep you get is definitely conducive to being a great morning person. Consistency in that. That pattern, your sleep pattern, the time you go to bed and the time you set your alarm clock for, will eventually set your biological alarm clock, so that you can actually wake up on your own and feel more refreshed in the morning.
Now, what about a day off, though, Matt? It's your one day that you've got the break from the Long Island commute or New York City commute. You upset the body clock if you sleep in a couple hours? What do you suggest?
Well, it depends on the frequency. If you're good for several months, or if your pattern is, very consistent for a long enough time, one late night can probably throw you off for a couple of days, but your body might be able to get back a little bit quicker.
Okay, same thing with sleeping in. You can do it maybe once a week, but don't set a pattern of it.
Right, right. The more strict a pattern you create for yourself, the more likely your body will become used to it.
And I know you've got other things too, but since we're on sleeping here, what about natural sleeping aids, Matt?
Well, sleep aids can be very beneficial. There's a lot of different types out there. A lot of them contain different ingredients, herbs, melatonin. The formula that I recommend is Bolster Sleep Formula.
Okay.
Because it doesn't contain melatonin, which has been shown to leave people feeling groggy in the morning. So if you're looking to become a morning person, and you're looking to get better sleep at night, you might want to stay away from melatonin, and think about more alternatives. Like I said, the Bolster Sleep Formula, won't leave you groggy in the morning.
Yeah, and just to interject for a moment, as my wife and I have worked through some of these things too, when we did take melatonin, we would take a couple of the common dosage of it, and we noticed our dreams tended to be more vivid. I don't know that we were so much groggy in the morning as I feel that way anyway, but we cut it down by half. It helped us when we were doing that to get to sleep just as quickly, and the dreams leveled out a bit. I mean, is that the kind of thing that can happen with the melatonin?
Absolutely, yeah. And some people don't like it, but it depends.
Other things for natural, you've got your Bolster Nutrient Sleep Formula. Other things that come to your mind?
To be a better morning person, obviously diet's important. If you wake up in the morning and you eat a light meal, that's something. You don't want to overdo it. Any meal you eat is going to make you feel sluggish.
Even the standard breakfast of protein and grains and fruit, you're going to feel sluggish even when you have that balance of breakfast. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the calorie content is going to take away. It's going to drain your energy. The smaller your breakfast, the better. As a nutritionist, it's my theory.
All right, Matt. Now let me ask, because we've dealt with intermittent fasting here, and again autobiography. This is now what my wife and I do. Our last meal is about 7 o'clock in the evening, and then we don't usually eat till about midday the next day. talk about, and for me, that makes my morning better. But right. Traditional advice is you got to get this good full breakfast. So help us wend our way through those two things.
Right. Well, I can speak from experience that fasting and minimizing your calorie intake for a certain period of time can definitely give you more energy. Your blood flow is not concentrated on your stomach and breaking down food. It's in other parts of your body. It's in your brain, your adrenals. It's in areas that, you need to have functioning properly for you to feel energized.
Okay. So you wouldn't then necessarily follow the advice that you start with the relatively large full breakfast. Of course, if someone's diabetic, then I would imagine that they must have that protein in the morning, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you're a diabetic, you should follow your standard diabetic diet.
And any of these things, and I know Matt would concur, if you're talking about some major changes to what your diet is, it is important you confer with your primary care physician, especially if you have complicated situations like diabetes. So, sorry, Matt, I broke in. Your other tricks of the trade, so to speak, as a morning person, what else comes to mind?
Well, sunlight, plenty of sunlight. Sunlight it has a biological effect on your body. It basically sends a message to your brain that it's time to get up. So if you sleep in a dark room, open up your windows so the sunlight comes in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, we put our blinds up at night once we wake up in the middle of the night for whatever reason and put the blinds up so the sun comes in. Yeah, what about for these poor folks who they have basement apartments or they don't get much sunlight? Are there artificial things that can do close to the same thing sunlight does?
Absolutely. There's full spectrum light bulbs you can use. They mimic the rays of the sun a little bit. You can actually have them lamps you can set on a timer. That are helpful.
Okay, with the full spectrum lights.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Those again, I can attest in my study. I've used those for years, and I was struck. I think I may have mentioned this before that some years ago when I went for my yearly optometrist appointment, the optometrist was stunned that my vision had actually gotten better, and she asked what change I'd made. I had to think a bit, but our son, who actually sold those at the time, had installed those in my study, and I'm in my study many hours a day. And that was a change, and it's true that can bring that benefit. Okay, so sunlight. What other things come to your mind? I want to get to the nutrition part in a bit, but other related helps for being morning persons.
Well, exercise, brisk walk. Get up and go, get the blood flowing. Doesn't necessarily have to be a trip to the gym, but anything that gets you moving.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for a lot of our listeners, the thought of getting up at 6 in the morning and going to the gym it's a little bit like trying to watch a horror movie early in the morning. Now, you as a trainer, though, when you did your physical training with people, what kinds of things would you recommend to help people become more morning people when it came to exercise, if they didn't want to go to the gym?
Well, if they didn't want to go to the gym, and they wanted to become a better morning person, I would say jumping jacks, when you wake up in the morning by your bedside.
Now, do you need to warm up for that? Your body's been in a supine position for 7 or 8 hours. Is that good for the back if you start doing the jumping jacks right away?
Well, it depends on the individual. If you are a little slower moving in the morning or older, you can start off with just stretching.
Yeah, okay.
Stretching individual muscles and getting the blood to move that way, for sure.
And that's what it's about, right? It's getting the blood moving, the body warmed up. Is it true, Matt, that we with exercise, we burn more calories when we exercise in the morning than later in the day, or is that kind of an urban legend?
That's a myth. You're going to burn 500 calories in the morning is no different from 500 calories at night.
Yeah, okay. All right. So exercises, reasonable things, things you can do in your bedroom, in your living room. Weights, helpful thing?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, there's volumes like Jorge Cruz's 8 Minutes in the Morning or that I've recommended to others that is helpful. This is fascinating. We're dealing today on HealthWise with becoming better morning persons. Matt, before we go to the commercial, put it this way. If people have a certain biological or metabolic makeup and they say, well, I'm not a morning person, that can change with these things, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So please don't turn the program off because you simply say you're genetically wired to be a morning person. We'll give you more tricks about being better morning persons after this message from Cottage Pharmacy. I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right. And rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Bill Shishko here with you, host of today's edition of HealthWise with our nutritionist advisor Matt Lombardo, and we're dealing with becoming a better morning person. I was reflecting on a program that was done some time back in the archives. You can get the archives of the program at sermonaudio.com. Just look under HealthWise. Actually, it's under a visit to the pastor's study site, HealthWise. But the Matt's compañera, Rachel, at 110 Pharmacy, had mentioned the importance of hydration in the morning, taking about 16 ounces, I guess that's a couple of cups, of water when you get up, because you lose a lot of water during the night, and you know you need to be hydrated, and I would add that. Matt, what about electrolytes, particularly in the, maybe explain to the listeners what those are, and then if, as I found in my case, if that enhances the ability to be a morning person.
Absolutely. If you wake up dehydrated normally, after 8 hours of sleeping and not drinking any water. But electrolytes will help rehydrate you. And what they do is they work as, they're minerals. Electrolytes are essentially minerals, and they work as conductors for your nerves, for your neurons. So they help send messages in your body. So you respond quicker, your reaction time and your processing speed is faster.
Yeah, so and if you go to Cottage Pharmacy and they say, "Hey, I need some help in the electrolytes department." What do you recommend? I mean, well, you have Gatorade, but that stuff's pretty sweet.
Well, we have Gatorade. We have Pedialyte, we have hydrating drinks like that. But
okay.
What we also have are electrolyte capsules.
Okay.
Which are just basically trace minerals. We could recommend a magnesium. I recommend magnesium a lot of the time when people get cramps or tight muscle, muscle tightness.
Yeah, because it's a muscle relaxant.
Sure, yeah.
Right, okay.
Electrolytes help your muscles and the neurons, and, they help kind of make them interact with each other smoother so that you don't get those cramps and the tightness.
You mentioned Pedialyte, and for parents with little children, I mean infants, remember that it's not only we as adults that need to be concerned about hydrating fully, but children. I know of certain children who they just don't like to drink fluids. And there, am I right, Matt? I mean, the Pedialyte is very important, especially for children, so they don't dehydrate.
Well, for children can become dehydrated pretty quickly. Same thing with the elderly. So you really have to kind of make sure that they're getting enough electrolytes and enough fluids.
You know, there again, the pedialytes, the electrolytes, kind of things that you get in Gatorade, but you don't need to have the sugar in them. We've gone back and forth in the past about coffee and tea. Most of us enjoy our cup of coffee in the morning or a cup of tea. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, coffee is going to give you a burst of energy, for sure. It's kind of like when you want to time that burst of energy in your day. That's, I guess, you know, the most crucial decision you can make. If you have it first thing in the morning, sure, it'll get you out of bed and it'll get you going. But then in the late morning, you'll end up crashing.
Yeah.
And then alternatively, if you have it too late, it'll keep you up at night.
Yeah.
And you won't get a good night's sleep. So.
Yeah. Interesting. I know of at least one family has one of these one-cup coffee makers in the bedroom so that when they get up in the morning, they can have that cup of coffee within a minute or two after the alarm clock goes off.
Sure.
Yeah, but it does work. But just time. Know your body. And for some of us, maybe keeping a journal is helpful. Now, what about these superfoods? We're going to be dealing down the line with something called Moringa. But superfoods like that to help us get going in the morning, yay or nay?
Absolutely, yay. A superfood is basically a low-calorie food that is very dense in nutrients. So it's not going to overload your digestive tract. But what it is going to do is provide vital nutrients for your body. So that's what constitutes a superfood.
Yeah, point me. Imagine I'm in the nutrition department at Cottage Pharmacy. What am I going to be looking at? That's a superfood.
You'd be looking at greens powders. You'd be looking at
wheatgrass kind of thing, right?
Wheatgrass, absolutely. You'd be looking at berry supplements, acai. Is a very popular berry that's become more mainstream as of late.
Which is spelled A-C-A-I.
Yes.
Right, okay. Okay.
There's blueberry extracts and, different herbs that are that are nutritious.
Yeah, so good thing to ask you about. It's just superfoods, and you point them in. Of course, the good thing is these things taste great in most cases.
Sure, yeah.
At least the blueberry does. What about these vitamin, I just call them vitamin bursts. You've got these B12 pills. You get one and put them under my tongue in the morning and just let it dissolve slowly. That helpful?
Absolutely. B vitamins help your nerves, your neurological function, and they absorb much better through the mouth and under the tongue. So it usually works. That delivery system, that burst, the effervescent or dissolving tablet, just makes it absorb faster in the body.
Yeah, I found too. I don't know if you're a proponent of this, but this Emergen-C and its clones that you can get in different places that has, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, but it also has electrolytes in it. You sell things like that, Matt, at Cottage Pharmacy?
We carry Emergen-C and we carry some similar products, absolutely.
And that I found that very helpful going through winter months.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so in first thing in the morning, that makes that 16 ounces of water go down better, and that's good for you. What about energy drinks? I don't think you're talking about Red Bull or something. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, but you have the energy drinks that provide the quick energy, but not the crash.
It's a similar idea to the caffeine in coffee. Usually, energy drinks are much stronger than a cup of coffee.
Uh-huh.
So you'll get a stronger burst of energy, but you'll crash as well.
Yeah. Even with the 5-hour energy drink, the stuff with what's a taurine that's in it, supposedly that prevents a crash, though.
Well, I've used 5-hour energy quite a bit, and it does have a little bit more of a lasting effect. I believe that the B vitamins in there, it's loaded with B vitamins, taurine, which does stabilize the caffeine effect a little bit.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, I found for me, when I use it, a half of one is sufficient, so you don't overdo. And that's not going to help your sales, but for all of you out there, when you have a packet of superfood, you don't have to use the whole thing. You can use part of it. Matt, what about this? Everybody loves this. Mid-morning snacks. Come on, we all, coffee or not, we all kind of get a little bit woozy about 11 o'clock. To be a good morning person at 11 a.m., What about snacks? What do you recommend?
Nuts, trail mix, a fruit, an apple, an orange, maybe a little bit of protein, a piece of cheese or something.
Okay.
Just to, give you that nutrition.
Stay away from the carbs?
Yeah. Stay away from the carbohydrates for sure.
Even if it's like a tropical mix, that's one of my vices. And it's kind of sweetened. It's okay for a little snack?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I say stay away from carbohydrates, but fruit, fruit's definitely fair game.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I knew that. Could tell you're a good morning person. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for introducing us. You know, you can talk with Matt right at Cottage Pharmacy, the sponsor of today's program. You can visit Matt, so long as it's during his working hours, and visit them at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I love going there because you feel like you're going back in time, although they have the modern things that we want to buy as well, but the whole ambiance is like going back to pharmacies the way they used to be. And so do tell them you heard us on WLIE 540 AM, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department. Look for Matt when you're visiting the nutrition department. Tell him you heard him on HealthWise. If you want to have some fun, ask him about Bolster Nutrients. He'll be glad to tell you about this fascinating line of nutrients that they carry at Cottage Pharmacy. You can use their toll-free number for those of you who are accessing this program from sermonaudio.com. Use the toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. You'll get the 20% discount there, too, if you mention WLIE 540 AM. And just by dialing 1-800-599-9963, you'll get what you need. They'll be glad to send it to you. Hey, next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday, 1 p.m., for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.